Jack Presbyt is up and hopes at one swoop to swallow King Bishop and all. The mitre and crown must both tumble down, or the kingdom, he tells you, will fall. Sure, 'tis a hard fate that to prop up the state, we must pull down the state religion. But the saints have a new one, more holy and true one, composed of fox and widgeon, composed of fox and widgeon. An engine they've got called a damned popish plot shall bring in a through reformation, which though it be half fable, it mads the poor rabble and puts out of wits half the nation. Thus are works quickly done for each mother's son that to church or to king is loyal, shall straight be indicted or else be sore frighted to be brought to their fiery trial, to be brought to their fiery trial. 'Tis no more but pretend he's to popery a friend. The brethren cry loud he's a traitor, and the sure evidences bring against him pretences, and all of a treasonable nature. The impeachers are such, so honorable and rich, that no bribe can to falsehood invite him. Though they contradict themselves and everybody else, a good lusty vote can right him, a good lusty vote can right him. No matter for blood, their oaths shall stand good in despite of all circumstances. The city cabal say they cannot swear false, and each pamphlet their honor enhances. Who dares to deny but one single lie of the many they swear on their credit? He's brought on his knees, is rebuked, and pays fees, and must cry peccavi he did it, and must cry peccavi he did it. If any so bold their tricks to unfold, or offers to prove them liars, straight up steps another, and swears for a brother, and flings a poor wretch in the briars. Thus villains bout 10 the worst scum of men, while the godly party maintain them. All England do govern, and each such a sovereign. The king must not speak again them, the king must not speak again them. Old Noel and Dead Nick have taught them the trick to make plots and then to reveal them. Thus runs round the jig of politic wig, sure pardon if they do not conceal them. Then inspired they bring in four sad men of sin, any one that is honest and loyal. But if pardon's denied, all flock on fit side to Hector the Mercy Royal, to Hector the Mercy Royal. Thus most men for fears dare not for their ears, but Whig and his rout to second, which if they refuse, they're far worse than Jews, and Papists or traitors are reckoned, and every poor ape who for changes does gape, and to be preferred by the party, to help good a cause, wide stretches his jaws, with loud lies to show himself hearty, with loud lies to show himself hearty. And those were these three care courteously do publish them fast as they make 'em. The being in print signifies something int, and the rabble for gospel mistake 'em. Meanwhile, pedant laughs and at presbyter scoffs, and at hot-headed zeal does flout. The cocks come to see thus shaking the tree, while he's ready to gather the fruit. Let papists be hanged and presbyters damned, and may goggle-eyed traitors perish. But let true heart sing, long live Charles our King, the church and the state to cherish, the church and the state to cherish.